The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's time for the Alpha Wealth Hour, presented by the Alpha Wealth Group, the show that helps teach you how to make the right moves with regard to investment planning, tax savings, and estate protection. Are you ready to better understand the financial chaos? Here's your host, Tom Fortino.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I like to say we're a complete retirement planning firm. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-934-1855. That's 630-934-1855. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Download information, sign up for our newsletter. A lot of great stuff there. Send me questions. Any way we can help. Today, we're going to get into some information. I want to give actionable items. I try to do this every week, things that can make a difference in your retirement planning. So let me just start out with talking about, you know, what I see all the time. I know, and again, this is where I guess I like to think I'm pretty blessed. When people come into our office, they've worked hard, they've made sacrifices to save money in the IRA and 401ks. But over time, and it does, it grows into a significant amount of money, right? It's one of our largest assets. We look at the 401ks and the IRAs, and most of us are counting on this money to help pay for retirement. But you're probably, or maybe, I should say, forgetting about one very important thing. And you may have forgotten that when you withdraw the money, right, we go through this accumulation. When you withdraw the money, you're going to pay taxes on every dollar. And we're kind of in the teeth of things. So I really want to spend some time and dig in today on some ideas. And the taxes can be more than you know. I'll give some examples. At some point, you're forced to withdraw the money. We have what are called required distributions. And you may have to take out more just to cover the tax payments. I've come across this before. This is why sometimes we hear this term, our ticking tax time bomb. And so we really need to be aware of some of these things. Don't get me wrong. IRAs and 401ks, systematic contributions. We're talking about the traditional IRAs and 401ks. Great savings vehicles. And it's easy, right? It comes out of our paycheck. And again, I'm a big fan of it. The problem is, again, on the back end. When you're taking money out, the saying goes, you got to pay the piper. And that's really what it's about. So we want to talk about, I like to say sometimes, getting to tax-free or trying to get as close to tax-free as we can, I would say. The good news is we can do some of these things. I believe I do this every week. And again, I want to get into some examples today as we go through it, things I've done even just this week alone. And so let me just kind of start this out with why is this or potentially could be a big problem. You know, taxes can play a big role in our retirement, maybe a bigger role than ever in this generation. And so especially when you plan on this is how you're going to fund your retirement. Think about this. Our national debt is $34.4 trillion, growing every day. In fact, I saw this statistic the other day. Every 100 days, $1 trillion is being added to our debt. Now, that doesn't include unfunded liabilities and other issues we have, but think about that. In addition to that, we're technically at the lowest tax brackets in 40 years with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, and now we're looking at this to sunset. Someone was asking me the other day, we did our class, New Reality on Retirement, great class, by the way, this week. And they asked me, is it 2026? Is it 2020? So we have 2024 and 2025, where we're in these lower tax brackets, the 12%, the 22%, the 10%. And so right now, next year is the last year as far as the rules change. So again, if you think about this, we have some of the high, well, we have the highest debt we've ever had. In addition to that, we have some of the lowest tax brackets we've seen in 40 years. Where do we think these things are going to go? And then if most of our money is in tax deferred retirement accounts, you know, we could be looking at a potential issue here. So we have money in these accounts that we'll have to pull out at some point at a tax rate we're not real sure of. So these are some ideas that what can we do to minimize some of these tax issues. Let me just give you some ideas. We have a report that has the 7 strategies to tax free. There's 7 ideas in there. I'll go through some of them today. I can't get into all of them. We also have a 401k report we just finished, hot off the presses, I can say. I want to include that, too, because I think it complements and how you can try to maximize your 401k plans. But I had a meeting this week, a couple came in, and I know I say this sometimes. I think to myself, I've said this so many times, it's probably very obvious. So maybe I shouldn't say it, but I think it's important to understand because, again, I come across it. I had a couple come in here, done a terrific job. They plan on retiring February 1st of next year. They're going to work a month into next year. They've got their Social Security benefits. They put money away. They put well over $1 million into their deferred retirement accounts. Interesting thing, there's nothing in tax-free. And so I asked them, I said, why are you not putting any money into Roth? What's the strategy? What's the reason? And they said, well, one of the reasons was because they were told they couldn't because they do their TurboTax and something triggered there for whatever reason, but they hadn't. And I said, this is the number one out of these seven ideas on my report of getting to tax-free. And the most obvious, as I said, is Roth IRAs. I said, you can open up a Roth IRA today. You have until April 15th to do 2023. Then you can also do 2024, but let's get 2023 in. You can only make contributions while you have earned income, so they're going to retire in February 1st. I want to talk more about this, though. But so they'll still have some in 2025 they might be able to address. But I said, you know, if you miss 2023 and you don't do it by April 15th, guess what? You've lost a year. You can do it. So they're coming back in a couple weeks, and guess what they're going to do in the meantime? They're going to open a IRA online at Charles Schwab. I said, you can do it tonight. It was a little late. I had a late appointment. They said, probably not tonight, but by the time we meet in 2 weeks, they're going to have Roth IRAs, each one of them. You can do it too. You can go online. You can open up a Roth IRA at Fidelity or Schwab in 5 minutes. You can do everything with your house slippers on, a bathrobe, a cup of coffee, sitting at your table. You can open an IRA, a Roth IRA. You can fund the Roth IRA, link your bank account. I mean, these are things you can do. They're going to have, I said, so when we meet next week, you will have Roth IRAs and you will have a tax-free account in place. This is just a starting point. I have so much more to get into. I want you to stick around. And as I said, we're going to give you some ideas where I think that will make a difference. But let me do this. Again, I offered that information, the reports on the seven ideas and the new 401k, maximizing your 401k report. But I also want to get into this too. I made the comment before and I asked the question, with the national debt is at its all-time high, with our tax rate at 40-year lows, where are taxes going to go up in the future? Well, the answer I typically get is yes, and that's why we need to be taking proactive steps right now. I call it Washington-proofing your retirement savings. So let me make this offer. We can discover proven strategies to reduce your taxes in retirement. We call it our free customized tax-free retirement planning analysis. In addition to that, we will do a complete financial plan. But coming out of this too, we want to show you ideas to get to tax-free. Start taking proactive steps, as I like to say, to Washington-proof your retirement plan. Here's how it works. We'll get basic information from you. We look at tax-saving strategies that are best suited for your specific situation. And then we'll sit down and share these strategies with you. These strategies typically work for those who have worked hard and saved well. And if you've saved $500,000 or more, this can have a big impact on your overall plan. So if you want to take advantage of this, you know, give us a call. Again, you know, we just get basic information. We sit down, we organize your financial picture, and we look at ideas to get you to tax-free. This is some strategies. I like to call it forward tax planning. You know, some people will charge thousands of dollars for this. Again, this is something that we do. You don't pay a dime. Just come in. There's no cost or obligation. So let's find out how much money you can save in retirement. You can call to schedule a time at 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. Call in the next few minutes if you would like to schedule a time. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, if you want to schedule a time there. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-934-1855. That's 630-934-1855. If you want to get some of the information we've offered, you want to schedule a time, or if you have a question, any way we can help you, certainly want to be here for you. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Information there as well. Download reports, sign up for our newsletter. Again, want to be a resource for you in your retirement planning. And I started this show off today. We're kind of digging in. I guess we're in the teeth of this timing. I mean, it's the countdown clock to April 15th. So I thought I'd spend most of the time today. You know, we talked a lot in the past about income planning and investment planning, estate planning, which is what we do. We look at all of those things. But I'm focusing today on that one piece, which is tax planning, because, you know, if I pose the question, do you have an IRA and 401k? Most people would say, yeah, they'd raise their hand. And we want to think of it as being our money. You know, you've put it away. You've worked hard, you know, all these years. It's interesting when I meet with people, they come in and, you know, it's like 25, 30 years. I met with someone the other day. They said, the wife was saying, I worked, I took some years off. It was really impressive because she had $600,000-$700,000 in a 401k. And she said, you know, and I just put my head down. I started working. I had, you know, 16, 17 years left. I knew I'd be working, and she put all the money she could into it. She maxed it out. I mean, God bless her. And so that was really terrific. But so you want to say, well, this money's mine. But it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. Imagine going into a business or something, and you had money in an asset here, and you weren't sure on the back end when you took the money out or accessed it, well, what was your share? Because we can't be sure. We don't know what future tax rates are going to be. And so that's what you have to remember. You still haven't paid a dime on these. And this is why I want to talk about getting to tax-free and what you can do. Actually, I was referring to this individual I talked to about in the first segment where they opened up Roth IRAs. We talked to them about doing it because you have until April 15th to do the 2023. They're going to open up a Roth IRA online. As I said, you can do it. You can log into Fidelity.com, CharlesSchwab.com. You can open up one in 2 minutes. Well, let's say 5 minutes. But it's really that simple. You will have a Roth IRA. Then you just need to fund it. So this is really important stuff. But now when we talk on the back end, when we start taking withdrawals, you just have to understand how impactful this can be. I mean, think about this. If you take out, let's say you just say, hey, I need $10,000 for something, or I need $50,000, whatever the number is. But let's just say you're going to buy a new car and you say, I'm going to pull out $50,000. Well, keep in mind, if you're in a 22% tax bracket, those are the brackets today, which, by the way, are at 40-year lows. Well, what's the tax bill on that? $11,000. $11,000 at the federal level. That doesn't include state, but anyway, we won't get into that. Illinois doesn't have a tax on IRAs, pensions, Social Security, but at the federal level, you're going to pay 22%. $11,000, you have to turn around and give to the government. What happens if tax rates go up in the future? And so we just have to be aware that in addition to that, they can impact your Social Security. They're used to determine that. They can impact your Medicare premiums and on. There's other things, whether we get into net investment and income tax and so on. It's unfortunate, but this is just the way it is. And then sometimes you can be blindsided. So when I talk about withdrawals and when you start taking money out, we just want to be aware of what's the order we want to start taking. I'm going to spend more time on this. But when I say those seven ideas in that getting to tax-free report that I offered in the first segment, and we can get it out to you because there's many more ideas. I said the Roth IRA. The other comment I had or discussion, which is another idea with this couple, they're going to work again, I said, through February of next year. That's when they want to retire. They were going to open up the Roth IRAs. We're going to get those funded. And then I said, you can also do Roth 401ks. She wasn't really aware of that. I said, you can do a Roth 401k in your current, you're maxing out the 401k. Call your provider this week and ask them, I want to switch my contributions to a Roth 401k. We're doing what we can because, again, when they retire in February 1st of next year, you have no income, earned income. You may have investment income. You may have other income. But you need to have earned income, W-2, 1099, income from work in order to contribute to a plan. If you don't, you cannot contribute anymore. So this is why this stuff, we have these times where we have to really take advantage of what we can. So you can max out your 401k. So now they can do the Roth IRA, $7,500 last year, $8,000 for this year. Plus, if she does another 15 or 20 throughout the rest of this year to her Roth 401k, that's more tax-free money. And guess what? I want to get into something coming up, which is another idea if you stick around, which again, applied to them. It gets exciting, you know. I think taxes can be exciting. Who knew? You know, and so this is what I want you to understand on the withdrawal side, how it can impact your overall investment. It's not just the $11,000 in that example that I paid on the 50, but now if it causes more of your Social Security to be taxable, now you got to pay tax on that in addition to that, right? So you could pull out 10, it may make another $5,000 of your Social Security. You're not paying on 10, you're paying on 15. And so these are things we want to be aware of. Then you get to RMDs, required minimum distributions. You know, we talked about those too. At some point, you need to start taking out required distributions. It's not voluntary anymore. It's a 25% penalty, and it's not a simple math route. You got to go to your uniform table. You got to add up all your required distributions, whatever the value is at the end of the year. You divide by the number based on your age. And if you don't do it right, it's a 25% penalty. So again, these are things we just need to be aware of. Again, I like to call it forward tax planning. And so as much as possible, I've offered the information, I've offered these reports, and I'm confident there's ideas in there that will make a difference and that you can start to incorporate to keep more money in your pocket, getting to tax-free. So again, this is what we want to talk about. As I said, you have money in these accounts. We want to think of it as ours. You're looking at it at a 401k. It's got $500,000, and I'm sorry, it's not all your money. You have a partner. It's called the IRS. It's pretty much joint title with them. So we have to remember, don't forget, we have to pay taxes on every penny. And if you don't need the money, well, you got required minimum distributions at some point. Uncle Sam's going to force you to take this money out. So your tax bill is going to be bigger than you thought. And is that going to impact the amount, how long your money lasts? It could. Here's the good news. We can take advantage of some of these ideas. I know everybody's situation is unique, and that's why I offer this, a free customized retirement tax planning analysis just for our listeners on the show today. This is just part of the overall. We'll test your plan. We'll do the income analysis. We'll do the portfolio analysis. But we'll also dig in and do a complete retirement tax analysis. I think ideas you can incorporate right away. This typically works, as I said, for people that worked hard and say, well, they've got money in some of these tax-free accounts. They've got $500,000 or more. This is who it works best for. So let's discover how much money you can save. If you want to take advantage of us, give us a call. There's no cost or obligation. 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. To schedule a time, you go to our website and schedule a time as well. If there's a question you have specifically, let us know as it relates some of the ideas we've talked about already. So we've got a lot to talk about. So stay tuned, because after the break, I'm going to share another little-known strategy that could save you a small fortune in retirement. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. And today we're covering one aspect of your planning, and I don't want you to get the wrong idea. We look at everything, but we're talking about taxes today. We're talking about, I guess we're in the jaws of this whole thing, and some would say, are we knee-deep in preparing our 2023 taxes? I'm sorry, we have a terrible relationship with it. We do it once a year. We put it away. We never look at it again. And that can be certainly to our detriment. If you want to give us a call, I've offered some information. It's getting to tax-free as well as a 401k report. 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. You can always go to our alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Again, as I said, we incorporate this into our planning, right? Investment advisor rep, we do active money management, but you've heard me say so many times, it's not just about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about buying a product. It's not about getting to a number. It's about having a plan. And tax planning is one of the five pillars. I talk about the five pillars to your plan: income planning, investment planning, tax planning, and so on. And this is one of them, and it's important. You know, how do you keep more money in your pocket? I've given examples already of a couple I met with three ideas we used and talked about already, which is Roth IRAs, contributing up to $8,000 now you can do in 2024. Your Roth 401ks, if you're over 50, it's $30,500. You could be all Roth too. There's $38,500 you could do in 1 year. One person, the other. So there's ways to start to accelerate some of this stuff. And then Roth conversions, we talked about that, getting opportunities to get more money over. Look, we're at the, right now, the lowest tax brackets in 40 years. And I said, I thought we'd talk about some taxes because maybe that's front of mind and we can get some motivation to do some things here. Let's not procrastinate because there's things we can do today that will put us in a better position down the road. And there are deadlines. I mentioned you have until April 15th to do the Roth IRA contribution for last year. Otherwise, you'll miss it. You can only do contributions while you have earned income. So if you're getting close to retirement, you have 2 years left or so on. If you retire, you can no longer make these contributions. So again, if we can accelerate some of this stuff and then again, we can continue doing it after we retire. Don't get me wrong. I explained some of that too. But right now, as we come up on April 15th, I hate to tell you this, but at this point, aside from some obvious deductions, there's no real savings to be had here. So what's done is done. And we're just reporting history. But if you take advantage of some of the ideas we're talking about, we can do tax planning strategies that could potentially save you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands in retirement. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about forward tax planning. And so we want to say, why, you know, how do you have control over more of the taxes than you do at any other time in your life? Is it possible? I think there's things you can do. Let's talk about one other concept here, which is tax diversification. We hear about investment diversification. What about tax diversification? So when you take a look at your investments, tax diversification is about asset location, not exactly asset allocation, right? That's the difference. Because you can own the same thing. If all of your money's in a tax-deferred account, the traditional 401ks and IRAs, and we know most of that is, there's, I think, $20 trillion. It was the Investment Management Institute. I think I quoted them in the beginning about $20 trillion in these accounts. You may be in for some big surprises in retirement if most of your money is in there. So when we talk about tax diversification, this couple I met with, I said they had no tax-free. They did have tax-deferred, but there's also after-tax. What I mean by that is you get the 1099s every year on that. I'm telling on you for them. You get it from your bank accounts. You get it from after-tax brokerage accounts. They're not retirement accounts. Sometimes I just say non-retirement accounts. Those are after-tax accounts. So if you have money in there, I'm going to give you an example here in a second of why this tax diversification is important and what you might want to consider owning in each bucket. So you have tax-free, tax-deferred, and after-tax monies. And so depending on what you own each, now you can own the same thing, by the way, guys, because when I met with this couple, I said, you know, get the Roth open. They're going to do that. They're going to go online, open them up. And she said, well, what can we own in them? And I've had this question before. I said, you can own the same thing in this as you own in an IRA, as you own in an after tax. Look, if you want to buy Microsoft, you can own it in all three accounts. Where would you want to own it mostly? Probably in your Roth, because it's tax free, which means if you're buying growth, you want the growth, for the most part. Again, making general comments. You want to put money in the tax-free. I had someone come in. This was, they're a client now. This was, I don't know, was it, you know, time flies. But it was maybe a year ago, less than a year ago. They had some fixed accounts in their after-tax account. Well, number one, if it's bonds or any type of fixed, any interest they get, and we probably realize this year, and you're doing it if you're doing your taxes, get the 1099. The 4 or 5%, if I have a CD, now we got interest rates. Good news, we got interest. Bad news is if it's in our after-tax accounts, we're going to pay tax on it. We got to put it on our tax return, so you're not getting 5% or 4% on that money market or CD. You might be getting 3 or less. The point is, though, I said you could own any, you want to own a CD, you can own it in a Roth, you can own it in a tax-deferred, you can own it in an after-tax. You want to own a stock, you can, so on. So anyways, this client that I was talking about, we sold their bond positions because they were negative, so they were able to realize a capital loss. Don't want to get too deep into this, but they have a loss that they can use as a tax deduction. We reposition that money into growth. I put it in all growth stocks. And so why would I do that? Because then I put the fixed in the tax deferred. So think of it this way. Again, general comments, but you want to have most of the growth in your tax-free and your after-tax, certainly tax-free. I was showing how the tech sector, you know, the S&P, I think over the last 5 years, I don't have it in front of me, but obviously is up quite a bit. And the tech sector was up almost double or triple that. XLK, you can buy it. It's a sector ETF. It was up like 186%. I said, imagine owning that XLK in your Roth. How much tax would you pay? Nothing. And it could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, give you more control, and of course, then to the extent it goes to your children and grandchildren in a tax-efficient manner. This is good stuff. This isn't about obvious deductions that may save you a few bucks. This is about saving tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. I've said it, for those that have saved, worked hard, and saved well, this is where it's going to be the most impactful. So I say, if you have $500,000 or more, give us a call. We'll schedule a time, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. Give us a call to schedule a time. There's no cost or obligation. Let's be proactive. Let's make a difference. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. You want to get a hold of us? AlphaWealthGroup.com. That's AlphaWealthGroup.com. We've got a lot to talk about. Let me mention one thing about the website, too. You can download reports. You can sign up for our newsletter. We have a class coming up. So if you want to sign up for that, you can do that, called the New Reality in Our Retirement. Hard to say, but a lot of good information if you want to attend that, the New Reality in Our Retirement. And we'll have some upcoming workshops as well. But let me start out with the story here. Okay. Two different people turned 65 on the same day, and they both saved $1 million for retirement. One of them goes broke by their 75th birthday, just getting by in Social Security. The other one is set for life. They can afford to do all the things they dreamed of doing in retirement. So what's the difference between these two people? And why does this story hold the secret to a financially successful retirement? We're going to talk about these and give you some answers on today's show. Let me start by asking a question. We hear this all the time. What's your magic number? What's your number? How much do you think you need in a successful retirement? How much money do you think you need to ensure you'll never run out of money? You know, we hear this a lot. These investors have become well acquainted with the phrase or the question, some would say a threatening question, what's your number? And I get this a lot. People come in and say, what do you think I need to save? How much do you need to put aside? And in some ways, I kind of say this is a trap, because the reality is there's no single number, there's no amount that can guarantee you'll not outlive your retirement. So I'm always cautious about this. I think it's laudable if you can save money and put it away. But it's what you do with the money in retirement that's going to determine being successful or not. So we're going to start and talk about in this first segment with one of the most important aspects of here, which is really about income planning and why filing for Social Security could be one of the most important financial decisions you're going to make in retirement. Why do I say that? Well, for a number of reasons. Number one, it's a lifetime income, and if you're married, for you and your spouse. Now, Forbes says that 96% of Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 of income simply because they file for Social Security at the wrong time. It's pretty important how we do it. It's called our claiming strategies, and it's one of the most important pieces, again, of your income plan. This is only one piece. I'm going to get into a lot more as we move along here, but I wanted to spend some time on this. I've had a number of meetings this week on this Social Security. I've mentioned Lawrence Kotlikoff before, by the way. I'll mention him again for a couple reasons. One is he's got a great book. If you ever get a chance, it's called Get What's Yours. He says there's 2,700 rules in the Social Security handbook, and 1,000 of the rules about those rules. Kotlikoff also points out that these rules are written in a way that the regular person may not understand, and he puts it in a way that says they're flying blind when it comes to collecting Social Security. Let me give you a couple examples that I think might be helpful and illustrate. You know, again, I had a person send in a question. And by the way, if you have questions, please send them in. Talked about taking it at 62, which that's the earliest time you can claim the benefits. And so I did respond to that email. But I also had a few meetings this week. One of them was a client. It was interesting. It was a great, good guy. And his wife couldn't make it for this meeting. But he said, it was one of our review meetings. He said, you know, Tom, I'm there. I'm thinking about retiring in a year. This guy from I work with next to me said he's retiring, and it kind of triggered it to start looking at things. And he's approaching full retirement age, which for him is 66 and 6 months. Okay, he said, I'm thinking I might retire by 67. I'm going to wait till 67, but I'm thinking about waiting, taking my Social Security till 70, because that's the maximum amount. Remember, it grows by 8% per year. It's a delayed retirement credit. His benefit would have gone from about $36,000 up to over $44,000 if he waited. And so he said, you know, I can live off my retirement assets, and I think I'll just defer it. And I said, well, hold on a minute. His wife is the same age. I think actually she's a little older. And I said, you realize even though you're deferring your benefits till 70, and again, because you're going to hit full retirement age, and this maybe illustrates all these rules we have to be aware of and why this Forbes study says people are missing out. I said, you can take a spousal benefit. He said, what are you talking about? I said, your wife's benefit's about $2,000. Yours is higher, yes, when you take it. But you could take a spouse, once you have full retirement age, you can take a spousal benefit, which is half of your wife's or your spouse's full retirement. So you don't have to take nothing for those 3 years while you're waiting till 70. You could actually get $1,000 a month. And I'm being general in these terms, but in the numbers. But think about that. That would be 3 years of almost $12,000 a year for 3 years he was otherwise not going to get. And keep in mind, Social Security can't give you advice. Nothing against Social Security, but they can't give you advice. So I said, number one, you know, this is something I told him, schedule an appointment, you know, figure this out. You can contact the agency and confirm these numbers. But again, so now he said, I didn't realize you could do that. Again, these are good things that I'm helping these people out with Social Security. We also do a Social Security analysis. But when Lawrence Kotlikoff talks about these 2,700 rules, so in this example, think about this couple that my clients, he's now going to take a spousal benefit while his is deferring at 8% per year. So at 70, he can now turn his on, which has the maximum benefit now for the rest of his life. And if he passes away, that becomes a survivor benefit for the rest of his spouse's life. This is just one move. And that's why it's so critical and why we have to be careful. I'm talking about your income plan. This is only one piece. I have a lot more to get into. So, you know, please stick around as we get into some of these, because Social Security is only, as I said, one piece and typically not enough for you to live on. But let me ask you this question. And since we're talking about Social Security, you know, would you be upset if you lost the money? $111,000, that's what Forbes says. 96% of Americans forfeit an average of $111,000 in Social Security. And of course, that can have a big impact, especially when we talk about longevity and needing money. And, you know, the Social Security Trust Fund is scheduled to run out of money in less than 10 years. It's never been more important to ensure you have the right strategy to get every penny of income that's rightfully yours. So find out how you can avoid losing tens of thousands. If not, I would suggest hundreds of thousands with a free, this is the offer, a free customized Social Security benefit analysis. This free analysis that we'll do will pinpoint when you should file for Social Security, helping you get the biggest benefits check possible in retirement. And it also considers these other aspects, which are taxes, spousal benefits, Medicare premiums, and more. This analysis, we'll look at the big picture. So this week, I want to do something special for those of you that have saved well. If you have $500,000 or more, we will do a complete financial analysis and retirement plan that will include the Social Security analysis. Give us a call in the next 10 minutes to schedule a time. You can give us a call at 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. Or you can always schedule some time with me on alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up next, well, I said it before, most retirees, Social Security is important, but it's not enough to make ends meet. So when we come back, we're going to get into some other ideas of creating income that you can't outlive. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Different by design. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560. The Answer.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, of course, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. 934-1855. And you can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's tons of information. You can download reports. You can sign up for our newsletter if you want to get updated information. We try to get that out every week. Topics that hopefully make a difference in your retirement planning. You can sign up for one of our classes. Or if you want to schedule a time to talk, of course, you can do that as well. You know, today's show, we're going through in this concept of getting to a number. And I've said, I believe this, and you've seen Schwab has come out. I think it was over 2 million. There's all these surveys, Fidelity, you know, what's your number? Years ago, I don't know if you remember this, they had a commercial where a guy was walking around. It was for ING, which is now Voya, which is a financial company. And he'd have a number under his arm. And there would be a person out there doing yard work and say, oh, what's your number? And he'd pull it out. It would be 1,230,000 or whatever. And I say sometimes, you know, this can be a trap. You can save millions of dollars and run out of money in no time. There really is not a dollar amount. And on the other hand, you can save less and enjoy a long and prosperous retirement. And so what we want to talk about, we spent some time talking about Social Security benefits, but that's probably not going to be enough. So we want to talk about other strategies to create income in retirement, right? Income versus savings. And we have that. We've used that phrase before. Income is more important than savings because savings can run out. So what are you doing to create an income plan? This is critical, and we know it's one of the biggest fears. We've seen these studies. So when you retire, these are two examples, right, where you may end up in one of these two camps. In the first camp, you're living off your retirement savings. This means every time you take a withdrawal, you're watching your savings potentially shrink. So you're living in constant fear of running out of money. That's not good. That's not good. And in the second camp, your money's working for you. This is where we want you to be. You have different sources of income coming in every month. The income affords you the ability to do the things you want to do, right? These paychecks. You can do things for your children, your grandchildren, traveling, even maybe buying a second home. And so this is, again, where we want to go. It's not about the savings goal, or sometimes we say growing a pile of money and picking at it. And so what are these things? What can you do to create income that and I get this, as I said, a lot where people say, well, what can I afford? This is one of the things we do when you come in. We test your plan and we take a look at that. But then there's these things we need to consider, too. I just want to bring a couple of these things up. Think about, we're living longer. We've talked about life expectancy before. That's not any news. We know people that are, many people, you probably know people that are living well into their 90s, 80s and 90s. And we are living longer. And so are you prepared to go 25, 30 or 40 years without a paycheck? And so when we talk about your portfolio, that's one aspect of it. But then think about inflation, right? Think about it this way. When you bought groceries or got a gallon of gas, what did it cost 20 years ago? And what about now? And what do you think it's going to cost in another 20 years? So we need to factor that in. So please, I would just tell you, keep those things in mind. And so when we look at income sources, let me give you a couple examples. Again, we talk about Social Security, income that comes in for a lifetime. I'll make a couple comments about pensions, and then I'm going to talk about a couple other ideas. But this gentleman I was talking about in the first segment where we talked about his Social Security said, hey, I had my coworker tell me he's retiring a year, which just like triggered, I got to start looking at these things. He has a pension, and he didn't have all the information. He's going to get it. We're going to get back together. But this is an income source, and so he hasn't taken it yet. So the discussion was get all the information and see how we're starting to stack these things, Social Security. I told him, but we talked about deferring until 70. Now he's got another income piece he can stack on top of this. These are paychecks that are coming in every month. And then he'll make a decision on the spousal benefit, just like the survivor benefit on Social Security, because spouses, if one spouse predeceases the other, we have to keep that in mind. That's another piece of our retirement plan. And so that's one example. Get your information for those of you that are pension. Please find out what your pension benefits are going to be. If you've already taken it, it's an irrevocable decision. Please find out what your survivor benefits are going to be. I come across this a lot where someone will say, I say, what happens if you pass away to your pension? They say, I'm really not sure. I think it's 50%. Please confirm what those numbers are. And then there's a third piece, because when we talk about income, you know, if you have just one source of income, that's pretty close to no sources. And we want to be careful about adding two or three sources of income. I think this is a good goal to get to. The third one that we'll talk about is annuities. We hear a lot about this. Unfortunately, I think, you know, we get just a lot of opinions here. And so, you know, take a look at them. I've given the example, and this is just an example. I just want you to, you should get the illustration. I'm more than happy to run this for you too if you want. But I've used this example before to illustrate this. A couple age 60, if they were to put $500,000 into the annuity, and you can do this with after-tax money, IRA money, or Roth money, at age 65, they would have almost $44,000 of income. That's lifetime, and that's joint, by the way. It stays for both lifetimes. Again, let me get back to the example of how we're creating an income plan. I'm stacking these things. So now I have Social Security. If I'm married, my spouse and I have Social Security. The highest benefit stays with the survivor. I have a pension with a survivor benefit. I have this annuity that I'm using that's giving me a joint lifetime benefit. So there's potentially not only those sources during my lifetime, but there's three that will continue on if I predecease my spouse. And that's when I talk about having these things. Certainly investments can be part of it. But having only one income stream, as I said, is too close to having no income streams. So the more diversified your income sources are, the better off you will be. I like to say, let's try to get to three different income sources in retirement. But this is so critical to your planning. Again, achieving a savings goal is great. Don't get me wrong. But what you do with the money, is that's what really matters. And so I've asked the question, do you have a plan to get the most from your Social Security benefits? We've talked about that. Reducing taxes, we're going to get to that. Pay for health care to generate income. It's smart to get help and or even get a second opinion just to ensure that you haven't overlooked or underestimated anything. That's why we put something together just for our listeners on today's show. We're going to create a retirement game plan for you. We call it the Retirement Roadmap, and it's customized for your specific situation. Everyone's situation is unique. And the thing about this is it won't cost you a dime. This is a customized plan that covers all of these things. Taxes, paying for health care, generating income, Social Security. So this week I want to do something special for our listeners. Those who have saved well, and if you have $500,000 or more, we will do a complete financial analysis and retirement plan. Give us a call in the next 10 minutes to schedule a time, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855, and you can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, where you can schedule a time online. Coming up next, taxes could be your largest expense in retirement, but when we come back, we'll share some steps you can take now that can dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Helping you protect, grow, and enjoy your wealth. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour, powered by the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560, The Answer. Here's your host, Tom Fortino.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, of course, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855, and you can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Tons of information. You can download our reports. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can sign up for our classes. You know, if you want to schedule a time just to chat or send me an email with a question, I had one this past week, and I ended up responding. It was a question on Social Security, but I've had questions on estate planning. I've had questions on taxes, Roth IRAs, and on and on. So, again, anything that's specific to you that I can help, please feel free to either schedule a call. Give me a call directly. You can email us. I'm more than happy to get you some answers and certainly things that can make a difference. So that's what we like to do. You know, today's show, we've been focusing on this, what it means to get to a number or this magic number. And so, you know, I've given the examples of two people retiring at the same time with the same amount of savings And one lives a long, happy, and financial secure retirement. The other one quickly runs into financial struggles. And what makes the difference? There's a lot of things that make a difference. We've talked about creating an income plan, certainly. And in this segment, I want to talk about another piece of your plan that can play a big role, and that's taxes. And as I said, play a big role for this next wave of retirees, maybe more than any previous generation. We're going to talk about strategies that hopefully reduce your taxes. Because keep in mind, when you retire, every penny of your IRA and 401k is taxable. Your pensions are 100% taxable, and up to 85% of your Social Security is taxable. And retirement comes with, in a way, a new set of rules and decisions that we have to make. So this is something we want to talk about. Again, we have these parts of our plan, and when you retire too, we have to remember that you can no longer contribute to a retirement plan to reduce your taxes. If you have no earned income, you cannot. Right? Our deductions may go away. Some of the things, the house is paid off, tax credits, hopefully the children are gone. So our tax credits are gone. So we can be in somewhat of a vulnerable or sometimes a tax sensitive situation. And then keep in mind, we have RMDs, right? So I've seen fairly often people like, I don't want to touch my IRA or 401k because guess what? It's taxable, whatever the tax rate is. And by the way, when you pull money out of a retirement account, it also is used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. So it's not just about creating income. It's about what can we do to minimize the taxes. And required minimum distribution, again, it's sometimes you hear this term, it's called the tax time bomb. The longer we wait, the bigger these accounts get. And now at 73, we have what are called required minimum distributions. If you don't take the right amount out, it's 25% penalty. And again, what are the tax rates going to be in the future? We've talked a lot about the Tax Cut and Jobs Act in the past. That is set to sunset in 2025, which means starting in 2026, these marginal tax brackets come back. In fact, if you've been listening lately, they've talked about a $7.3 trillion budget. It's insane. A few years ago, it was about four, which is still, these are huge numbers, but it was four of something trillion. And they've talked about in this package, $5.5 trillion of taxes are going to be considered. Now, again, we don't know where they're going to go, but when you think about it, and another reason about having a strategy to reduce taxes on your IRA, our national debt's now over $34 trillion, approaching 35. In addition to that, well, I don't know if you've heard this number. This is kind of staggering. $1 trillion every 100 days is being added to our debt. This is just kind of insanity. So we have to really think about where we stand in retirement, because if you have $60,000 from retirement benefits, I'm using Social Security as an example, and between you and your spouse, and up to $12,000 of that, up to $50,000 can be taxable, and you have to turn around and give $12,000 back to the government. Keep in mind they're your partner. You're netting 48, not 60. And then if you take a look at your retirement accounts, and you need to pull out 50 to net 40. Tax rates go up. Do you need to pull out 55 now or 60 to net 40? Maybe. I don't know. Is that going to make you run out of money sooner? Maybe. So this is why taxes are so critical, and I make this integral to what we do as a firm. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management. I'm insurance licensed, but I make taxes really an integral part of our planning. And these strategies can dramatically reduce your taxes. And the goal, as I like to say, is how about getting to tax-free? We may not get there completely, but why don't we start down that path? Typically, those who have saved the most, those who have been successful, are the ones that are penalized the most. So this week, I want to do something special. For those who have saved well, if you have $500,000 or more, we will do a complete financial analysis and retirement planning analysis. This will include the retirement tax saving analysis. We're going to dig in. We're going to take a look. I like to say throw everything in a box, which includes your tax returns. We're going to look at all of this. Give us a call in the next few minutes if you'd like to schedule a time. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. And you can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. As always, we'll be back next week, Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 560 The Answer. As always, everyone, have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, Salem Media of Illinois, LLC, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and fixed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois. The Alpha Wealth Hour, presented by the Alpha Wealth Group. For more information on anything you heard on today's show, call 630-934-1855 or visit alphawealthgroup.com.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.